afternoon, outliers. How y'all doing today? The market, it's unstoppable. It's only going to go up forever and ever and ever. And if you ever bet against it, or if you ever think otherwise, you, my friends, you are the fool. In fact, I was having a conversation with somebody that I really respect last week, and they were like, listen, dude, this is the greater fool theory market right now. It really is. The greater fool theory is there's always a greater fool than you who's willing to buy what you got. This is the market we're looking at right now, the greater fool theory market. And it's not just in stocks. We're talking in real estate. All right. So I do a lot of consulting, right? I do a lot of consulting with very big financial institutions. And So this morning, I was on a conversation with an institution in New Mexico. We're talking about their loan book. And they're like, we're trying to get more loans. And so we are considering lowering our rate. And I was like, that's it. Here it comes. Get ready. Here it comes. This is the deflationary spike. This is the tipping point. That was my exact thought at that moment. Here it is. We've arrived. That's not a good thing. Reason being is they were telling me how like they are struggling so bad. Their delinquencies are off the charts. Delinquencies are crazy. Delinquencies across the United States are out of control right now. A lot of these delinquencies are coming from the loans that people took out for these horrendously overpriced cars and trucks and paying dealer markup, all that kind of stuff, right? And now they're those vehicles that they took out loans for in 2019, 2020, 2021, 2022, they don't want to be in those vehicles anymore, right? They're ready to move on. And then when they go to get a new loan, they can't afford the new rate, right? They cannot afford an 8 or 9% interest rate, because when they got that loan, it may have been 3 or 4%, right? Now the rate has doubled. They're so underwater on that car. And they're like, I guess I'm going to hang on to it, right? But I'm also going to stop paying on it. I'm going to hang on to it and stop paying on it. And so this particular institution was talking about how they want to incentivize people to take out more loans. And so they were going to be dropping their rates. And I'm like, that was the whole point of raising rates, is people can't afford a truck that's $100,000. So the only way to get people to afford that truck is if the rate has gone up from, let's say, 3% to 7%. So it's gone up 2.5 times. And they can't afford the truck at 7%. The only way for it to work is if the manufacturer drops the price back down so they can afford it with the 7% rate. But now all the manufacturers, they're trying to capture business. So they're throwing incentives in there. I've seen some incentives where it's like $20,000 of incentives. And then you've got institutions that are lowering their rates. We've hit the tipping point. This is what we've been looking for. Okay. This is great, but it's also not great. So my perspective is I think it's downhill economy wise, economic speaking, for the rest of 2024. And I don't mean to be a doom and gloomer, but realistically speaking, the American consumer's tapped out. The next thing that I can see happening is credit card delinquencies start going out of control, people maxing out the credit cards, and then they have nothing left to buy with, right? It's like in the stock market, when everybody has bought, all that's left are sellers. And so we're seeing the last, in my opinion, I think we're seeing the last of the buying spree before people are like, I got it. I need to liquidate in order to pay for my bills. And then to top all of this off, we've got the baby boomers who are hitting their retirement age. And once they hit that retirement age and they start seeing the stock market start to correct, they're going to withdraw everything. They're going to go straight to cash as fast as they possibly can. Because why wouldn't they? They need to protect that nest egg. And then it's going to be one thing after another, right? So while it's great to see deflation, I think deflation is on the horizon and in a big way. It's going to get rough. It's going to get dark and scary and gloomy. But we're going to hit a low point. They're going to drop rates like a rock, because that's what Jerome Powell does. Jerome Powell is like, I'm either all the way on the gas or all the way on the brake. I'm nowhere in between. So he's going to drop it. I don't know if we'll see next to zero rates, but I think he's going to cut it 100 basis points at a time. And when he does, like, the objective by doing that is to stimulate the economy. So now we're going to see the trucks coming back from 100,000. They're going to be coming down. We're going to see rates getting cut. They're going to be coming down. And we are going to finally see a prosperous point. But I don't think that that point is going to happen until first quarter, second quarter of 2025, maybe. And I'm hoping for a quick turnaround here, right? It's going to be short-term blood, but long-term prosperity once we get through that. Because we all are impacted by this inflationary cycle. And when I speak to these institutions, that's what I prod at. That's what I poke at, is what are you doing? Where are you seeing things? What's going on? So I love doing that. I love doing that. That's so much fun. Yorn says, hello, Donna, Leo. Yorn's loving it. Totally agrees on the rates. Yeah. We'll see. But Yorn, you're Canadian, dude. Everything's different up there. I don't know. I heard you get thrown in jail for calling people the wrong pronouns. All right. I'm all the way cold. I have not researched at all today. So let's get busy. I hit the wrong bumper. Damn it. It'll work. Hang on. It'll still work. Ryan says, Yorn says it's not that different. Is that legal for the government to... I appreciate that very much. All right. I did edit my slides. Thank you very much. I also mirrored my camera. This used to drive me crazy when I would review the footage. I would be looking at my monitor over here, but I would be looking over there. And I don't know. I just thought that was weird. So I've mirrored my camera. So whenever I'm wearing a shirt that has like text on it, it's going to be backwards. I don't have anything I could show you right now. Oh, here we go. My stack of counterfeit $100 bills. That probably looks backwards to you. Yeah. Either way, it's all good. Welcome to the Outlier Trading Room. This is how to trade in only 10 minutes a day and exactly how to take the guesswork out of trading. Now, I am a partner with Outlier, and this is my style of trading using Outlier, but there are Outlier delivers new opportunities every single day. All right. So now my style of trading always starts with the market. I want to see the 10 over the 20 with price over the 50 on the S&P 500, which we have. Don't get in the way. Don't try and short this market. It will run you the hell over. 10, 20, 50, everything's pointing north. We've got a new order block created right here. An order block is a big institutional order waiting to be filled. And a lot of times you can see that it provides support and resistance. And in fact, this is a decent example right here. An order block was created on February 13th, popped up, came back down. The first time it comes into here, boom, popped higher. And maybe we'll see that again. I don't know. Bluefin Trader, any opportunity going down? The opportunity is here every single day. In fact, I'm glad you jumped in. You had a question in the support that I wanted to discuss. All right. So he's asking about, he wants to understand more about the options delta and extrinsic value. It's been really helpful. As someone who typically bets in the market direction, it might be wise to choose options with higher delta and lower extrinsic values. Yes, absolutely. That is how I trade. 100%, 100%. That's how I trade. High option value, high delta value, low extrinsic value. And he believes it could work well with his trading style. Good. Would it be able to cover in one of your upcoming videos? I'm also curious about intrinsic value. How is that different from extrinsic? I would absolutely suggest jumping into the how to trade in 10 minutes section. Downloading this book, the PDF, if you want a paperback edition, you can get it on Amazon. You don't have to. This is the exact book on PDF. I cover exactly what intrinsic and extrinsic are and why they matter, right? Intrinsic, always your intrinsic value will go to zero every time on every option, on every strike, no matter what, period. So you want to eliminate that as much as possible, right? But when you trade options, you can't avoid it. It's part of the option price. So I try to keep it less than 20%. I'm sorry, extrinsic. Extrinsic goes to zero. I try to keep that as little as possible. 20% or less is what I look for. So that is definitely one thing to keep in mind. And of course, I'll discuss that as we go through every single day. So be sure to watch all the trading rooms, right? I'm here for you. Now back to this. The S&P continues to march higher. Don't get in the way. Market breadth. Hey, it's starting to wake up. It is starting to wake up. Look at that. We actually have it potentially hitting a bottom. Now, when this happens, okay, we want to see the 10. So the lines are inconsistent. Yeah, I know, as far as coloring, but the green one is the fast one. The 10.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
And the red is the 20 and the blue is the 50. I really tried to get these to match, but like, bar chart doesn't function in the same way as other platforms. Like, it just gives you colors. So either way, it is very much looking like this may have flattened out. Very, very possible. We might get a breadth surge tomorrow. If we get a big day on the SPY, might see a breadth surge tomorrow. If so, it could potentially be above the 50 and these crossover at the same time. That is 100% possible tomorrow. But in the meantime, this is still bearish, right? This is still pointing down while this is still pointing up. Because of that, I'm not going to be taking any trades today, but I am showing up every day because at some point it will work. But in the meantime, it's a transition day for me. Not going to make any trades, but let's pursue if I were to put on a new trade. I would grab outlier signals. Let's go look at that. Speaking of, get excited. The outlier 2.0 signals come out next Monday. Now, I am on vacation all of next week, but you are going to have access to the Outlier 2.0 signals starting next week. So be excited about that. I will be very excited to get back on those when I return. 20 signals today. Do I need to load more? Let's see. No. Okay. So this is all 20 right here. Just going to drop these in a spreadsheet. Copy these into TrendSpider. And then I'm going to run my scanner. So what I just did right there is I took the outlier data and I dropped it into the scanner. Now, if you want the scanner, it is free for you on the Discord here in the How to Trade in 10 Minutes a Day section. However, you're going to need to have TrendSpider in order to make that work. But if you want to get TrendSpider, use code 10 minute. You'll save at least 35%. So I'm not here to sell TrendSpider. I'm here to trade. I just want you to know. All right. So of those 20, we have a handful that are passing today. Now, what are they passing? I wrote it down. There are no order blocks in the way, right? We just talked about order blocks a minute ago. The price is trending in the right direction. And there's no earnings in the next 3 days. That is something I could put a filter on, so I did. So there's no earnings in the next 3 days. Now, let's do a side-by-side. Strategy tester, variance explorer, and then I'm going to run my outlier theory long, only on the daily, on 1,000 candles, and then I got to type these in manually. Give me a moment. AZPN, that was not right. AZPN. Be okay. BNS. BPMC. BNB. ERIE. Oh, I did it again. I wrote Eric instead of ERIE. ERIE. Wait a minute. Did that update? Because that was last week. Okay, that didn't update. I just had to redo it. I'm sorry. I remember because I talked about my ex-brother-in-law, Eric. All right, back again. AAP. That's better. New list. ARWR. Fast. FWONA. JHX. NTAP. NTRA. SHW. SPXC. WTC. Now, having done all that, we hit the compute button. And so this is going to tell me which stocks, using my backtest, have a positive expectancy. Pretty cool, right? So we can eliminate these guys right off the bat. And we can start with, did they fix that? They may have fixed that. Good. Because there was a bug where it didn't actually sort correctly. Let's start with these guys. Because the next step is, once we pass the TrendSpider backtest, is to do the outlier signals backtest and only continue stocks with a positive expectancy. Let's start with the highest backtest and work down. So let's do that. JHX. JHX. Signal return 170%. Buy signal today. Not over greedy right here. And let's take a look at the next step. 21 days. Oh, hang on. I forgot to log in Tastyworks. Just a moment. Talk amongst yourselves. No, I'm not going to let you see my login details. Talk amongst yourselves. This is the best kind of content, where you just sit at and listen to nothing. I don't even have background music. All right, here we go. Back in Tastyworks. JHX. Okay, so generally, I like to look at 21 days to expiration with 250 plus open interest, less than 50 cent bid ask spread, less than 20% extrinsic value, roughly around 80 delta. All right, 11 days is tight. Let's see. There's nobody here. I don't care. Moving on. That quick. You need to get in the habit of just eliminate, eliminate, eliminate. FWONA. WONA. 70%. Looking pretty greedy. That's okay. FWONA. Nobody's there. If I go to April, nobody's there. I don't care. I ain't trading that. Next. SPXC. Nobody's there. This is the number I'm looking at, open interest. I want 250 plus. Nobody's there. Fast. I forgot to check SPXC, but it doesn't matter. Fast. Signal return on fast, 78%. Okay, here we go. We got some action. I like the strike at the 85 delta, 2,500. It's only 11 days out. It's not the best. It's 50, 60 cents wide. What's my extrinsic value? 70, 38 cents on 550. That's less than 10%. What is this? 65 cents wide? It's too wide. 60 cents, 60 cents, 60 cents. It's too wide. Now, why do I care about that? Let's do a quick math equation. 330 to 270. If I bought the, well, let's do the one above it. Let's do the one above it. 550 to 490. If I bought at 550, and I had to sell back at 490, what would my return be? I would lose 10% on that trade. No, I'm not losing 10% on the trade from the bid-ask spread. Hell no, not doing it. If Fast is off my radar. What's next? ARWR. Wow, 287%. That's what's up. 287% on ARWR. ARWR. Let's see if anybody's home on that. Open interest. Yeah, they are. It's a dollar wide, though. This is 35 cents wide, but it's only 55 delta, so I know I won't like that. Let's go out one period. 56 delta. So that's over a dollar wide. Not interested. They're here, but the spread's so wide. No way. It's a dollar wide. Not taking that. This one's 35 cents wide, but it's a 55 delta. Extrinsic is, it's basically all extrinsic. I can't trade that. Next. This is the mentality you have to have. You have to eliminate and just move on. NTRA. And I mean that because the signal return is huge, right? But the way that I trade, I need that liquidity. If I can't have that liquidity, I can't trade it. 55% return on this. Love it. NTRA. Nobody's home. Let's go out one cycle. This one's okay. No. 70 cents wide. No. SHW. This is our final one with positive expectancy. SHW. Actually, let's go over here real quick. Trendspider. Not Trendspider. Outlier. SHW, 146%. You know, it gives me joy, especially as a partner in Outlier, just to see these like blockbuster results over and over and over, right? Signal returns, just monsters. I love it. SHW. This is why I became a partner in Outlier, because I saw it and I was like, I need this. Okay. No. The best one is 60 cents wide. And that's it. No way. I don't have any trades to put on. I don't have any trades for you guys to even have some ideas with. But that is my style of trading using Outlier. So, we'll just wrap it up there today. No final thoughts on the day. We will be meeting Friday morning. Hopefully. I don't know. I'll ask Mahesh. The Friday morning, I may have full access to the dev where like there's no more changes, because I know Mahesh said there's still some last minute changes he's working on. If so, we'll just play around with that on Friday. So that'll be Friday morning, 8 a.m. Central Time. Adjust your calendars accordingly. Thanks so much for coming to the Outlier Trading Room today. Nothing yet, but listen, if we get a breadth thrust, it may be possible. If not, we'll continue to push through and practice, do our drills every day. Have a fantastic afternoon. Talk to you later.